Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. If it's flooded, forget it, is the message for road users as countless roads are cut off by floodwaters. In the Maranoa, the Carnarvon Highway is closed to all traffic, while in Dalby, water is flowing over Mail Street and the Moonee Highway. Many flood warnings are still current for parts, including the Boulogne, Maranoa, Condamine, Moonee, Weir and Warrego River catchments. Rain is easing though, with not a drop in Roma this morning. The Council on the Aging warns South Burnett residents over 55 years old are struggling with digital applications when it comes to the rental market. 11.7% of locals in that age bracket are renting, according to the Bureau of Statistics. The Council's CEO, Darren Young, says as Queensland endures a tight rental market, it's best to reach out for help.
Trouble to navigate, not having the right devices, being a bit confused about the whole process certainly would be increasing their anxiety.
The real estate agents managing the sale of Warwick's Home and Life precinct on Albion Street say they have closed the for sale campaign. The 6,000 square metre site is now fully leased, with the last tenant, Doctors & Co, to open its doors in a couple of weeks. It comes with the announcement of a new 4,000 square metre precinct on Palmerin Street. We will provide updates as they come to hand. And a Queensland political psychologist claims the leadership shake-up within local governments could be a message from voters. Multiple mayors across Queensland have been replaced with new blood, while the new Toowoomba Regional Council includes 8 incumbents and 2 new councillors. UQ's Dr. Frank Moll says sometimes people vote the opposite way in a local election to indicate frustration to the higher levels of government.
But come the national or federal election, or in our country state elections, often people start to crawl back to their original homes, so to speak. So the Labour Party or Liberal voter might go back to voting for their usual colours.